Welcome to STEM Spots, a weekly science review produced in cooperation with the Missouri State University Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science.
Hi, this is Becky Baker from the Department of Physics, Astronomy, and Material Science, and I would like to welcome you today to the STEM Spots Women in Science series. My guest today is Hannah Whaley, and she is one of our students here at Missouri State University. She is from the biology department. She'll be graduating in a couple of years, and I had the pleasure of working with Hannah last summer as we were planning the solar eclipse event day. It would not have happened without her. I can't say enough about her abilities that summer, and more importantly, to keep me sane during that actual event. So I take great pleasure in having Hannah on with us today. So Hannah, thank you very much for being here. And I know you're planning on being a wildlife biology major with a minor in museum studies, and that one of your area of interest is looking at restoration ecologist. Can you at least give us a feel for what that is and also what that's going to involve?
So a restoration ecologist pretty much just goes into habitats or areas that are suffering from invasive species or a natural disaster or man-made disasters and tries to restore them to their natural state. And so I would be working in streams or ponds or even terrestrial ecosystems to try to get them back to where they should be.
Can you tell us a little bit about why they're, first of all, not back to where they should be? I mean, what has happened to really get them to that state where they need to have someone like you come in and help them?
So a lot of times humans really mess up the ecosystems just by rechanneling a stream or any sort of agriculture or anything like that. And so there's also a lot of invasive species that are coming over and really messing up ecosystems. And they're definitely going to need human help to get back to where they should be.
Okay, great. Thank you. Now, can you tell us a little bit, because I know you're very passionate about it because I've talked to you about it before. Can you tell me how you became interested in working in this field?
So my mom graduated from MSU with a degree in wildlife conservation management. And so my entire life I've been growing up and she's been quizzing me on tree ID and flower ID and bird calls and all sorts of stuff. So definitely she contributed a lot to that. And I just really love being outside. I grew up outside and I really want to help the environment and help prepare it for other people to enjoy, because if someone doesn't care about it now, then nobody's gonna be able to enjoy it later. So I really think we really need to do some work on it.
Well, I admire that, and I think you're right. We probably need lots of help out there. I know as a sideline here to your wildlife biology major that you raise goats, and I have found that to be extremely interesting listening to your stories of your goats over the summer, and they just sound so cool. So can you tell me a little bit about how your biology degree has helped you raising those goats and making sure they are productive? And then also, do goats really have an individual personality?
So biology helps me just with basic upkeep of them, and parasite-wise and medicine-wise, it really helps to understand what's going on underneath. And definitely goats have very, very different personalities. I have 10 right now, and I have one that's part pygmy, and she's the smallest of the group, but she's the feistiest, and she is the boss of all the others, and they're all pretty scared of her. And then all the others, I have one that's just way more vocal. If she sees you at all, she'll start hollering at you, wanting pets. So yeah, they definitely all have very distinct personalities, and it's really fun to get to know them.
Now, what ultimately will you do with these goats when we talk about raising them? I mean, why are you raising them? Because I'm sure not all 10 of them are your pets at this point.
Yeah, so I raise them for meat primarily. There's a couple that I could use for dairy, but I'm not that intensely into it. So I breed them, and then I raise them up, and then I just put them off at the sale barn because I don't want to actually see anything bad happen to them, so I let that happen to other people.
Uh-huh. Well, I don't blame you, but they do sound really cool. So with that, I certainly thank you for being our guest today. I think what you're doing is really cool, and I admire you for it in terms of looking at trying to take care of that environment, because I think it definitely needs help. So this is Becky Baker from STEM Spots, and I am wishing you all to have a wonderful day, and we'll talk to you guys soon. Thank you.
STEM Spots is available online at ksmu.org.